Joe Franks, and I am here again. It's Thursday, February 3rd, and this is another edition of Unfathomable Grace. Today I want to talk about God pleasers, man pleasers, preachers, and the people. Paul in Galatians 1:10 makes this statement: if I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul is alluding to a temptation that I think almost all ministers face. I face it. Maybe Paul didn't. I mean, we talk about him being a man of brilliant intellect, compassionate heart, but iron will. Maybe he was one of those kind of type A people who never give a second thought to what other people think about him. Maybe he really meant for him to live was Christ, to die was gain, and he was ready to go and die for Jesus. Maybe his eyes were solely fixed on Jesus Christ. But for me and for a lot of my friends, that's our prayer. That's our aspiration. That's our ought to. We ought to be like that. But we are tempted to keep our eyes on others. We're tempted to be men pleasers and not just a God pleaser. Why? Well, sometimes it's part of our personality. It's part of our temperament, our makeup. To be a good shepherd, you need to like people. You need to like your flock, and it's great if they like you. And as relational beings, that's somewhat natural, but it can become idolatry. Anytime we honor those in the pews, or we honor us who are preaching more than him who sends us, who has given us his word, the head of the church, Jesus Christ, we're sorely sinful. And so this is a temptation. Every single time I get up and preach, every single time your minister gets up and preach, they are either men pleasers or God pleasers. So how do we respond to this? Two words: repentance and supplication. Let's talk about repentance first. Let me talk to my fellow elders. It is absolutely horrible to be a man pleaser. The law of God forbids it. The love of Christ forbids it. The love of our neighbor forbids it. And it is horrible to focus on the applause of men, the pats on the back, to tickle ears so that people will like us. The Bible is true when it says we will be held to a higher account. The Bible is true that we will be judged for every word that comes from our mouth. The Bible is true that it's better for a man to be cast into the sea than for him to cause one of Christ's little ones to stumble. It is horrible to be a false prophet. It is horrible to be a false teacher. It is not a cute little sin to be a man pleaser. Deserves hell. But there's good news for us found in the gospel, fellow elder. The Father has already killed the most brilliant preacher who ever walked on the face of this earth, Jesus Christ, who never sinned in thought or word. The ultimate pulpiteer, Jesus Christ, was crucified that all of our preaching sins, past, present, and future, may be atoned for, and there's no more condemnation. And so we repent. We see our sin. We see our Savior. We cry, we mourn, we wail, we lament, and we run to Jesus Christ. And we say, Jesus Christ, thank you for what you have done for us. Father, thank you for judging us based upon the performance of Jesus Christ and our own performance. We repent. But not only should ministers repent, how about you in the congregation? Can you repent? Can you repent for expecting your minister to be a hireling? That he works for you? He doesn't work for you. He's God's man. Can you repent for judging his skill? Can you repent for wanting him to stay away from hard discussions? Can you forgive him for slandering him when he steps on your toes? Can you repent that you've placed a lot of pressure on him? And then can we all turn from repentance or transition from repentance to supplication? Minister the gospel along with friends in the pew. Can we go to the Lord and say, Father in heaven, please fall fresh upon that fallen, frail man who's supposed to be your instrument, your ambassador, your herald. Could you allow him to have an open heart as he gets into your word? Could you give him keen intellect to use his resources to figure out what you have already said? Could you, in the Spirit, lead him into all wisdom and application of the doctrine and the knowledge so that he may help God's people know how to best apply this to their lives? Could you cause him to care? But could you cause him to care most about Jesus Christ, more than himself, more than his own power, his popularity, his pleasure, the ease? Could we all get together and pray that on this coming Sunday, God's Spirit may fall fresh upon God's man, that he may be of some practical and theological good for those who sit in the pews. Oh, that we would not be men pleasers who have ministers who focus on those in the pews. Oh, that we would not be men pleasers that have ministers focusing on the man behind the pulpit and pleasuring him. Oh, that we would be pleasers of the man, Christ Jesus. It's wonderful to have a servant of Christ with eyes only for Jesus Christ. For that man may be some good for you this coming Lord's Day. Repent and supplicate. We'll see you next week.